Again, everybody. Okay, we are in the middle of the first Tosfos in Pesachim. We began to get our feet wet yesterday with the Rashi, the reason for the Mishnah's din of Bodkines HaChametz, according to Rashi, Shelo Yavor Bebal Yeroeh Ubal Yimatze. And that would suggest that we're talking about a din d'oraisa, that one is required to search and destroy the Chametz. The question Tosfos raises from the Gemara later, that we know a person does bedikas chametz is also required to do bitul chametz. Bitul meaning he makes the chametz, he declares or he thinks, we'll have to see about the specifics of bitul belay versus bepeh, but he declares the chametz in some form or other to be as if it's worthless. Exactly how that works, it's also a major discussion. We'll discuss that a little bit in the Ran. Either way though, bitul chametz suffice is required, and bitul chametz suffices. And therefore, the bottom line is, what can Rashi be saying that we do bedikas chametz not to bal yeroeh if bitul chametz takes care of the bal yeroeh? And therefore, there's really no need to have the bitul chametz to take care of bal yeroeh. This is the question Tosfos asks on Rashi. We began to present something of a mahalach yesterday, which we're going to obviously revisit, which has to do with the fact that the Gemara's language, as we saw, that midoraisa, the bitul ba'al masagi, the Gemara is suggesting that there is the concept of bedika midoraisa, were there not to be bitul. And obviously that would right away open up the possibility for Rashi, that Rashi could be discussing that there was a case of a person who didn't do bitul, which of course is not a full answer, because since the halacha is that you have to do bitul, and if we assume that that halacha already existed bisman ha-mishnah, then why would Rashi be talking about a case without bitul? Okay, on the other, and even if you could say that there wasn't yet a takana, but nistama, the case could also be a person could have done bitul, it's not so hard. So we have to obviously add a little bit more possibly to Rashi. And what we did was we explained that the halacha, and we'll see more about this, Mirat Hashem, again, we're going to revisit this again and again, that the basic approach of Rashi would be that even after the Chachamim said that one should do bedika on top of bitul, it's not the pshat that the Chachamim created a new paradigm, a new din, a new takana for whatever the reasons. But ultimately, it falls back on the very problem that existed pre-bitul midoraisa. It could be that the problem right now would only exist on a drabbanim level, but the Chachamim are saying we're not going to make do with bitul. We don't want you to just do the method called bitul. We want you to do bedika, but the bedika that we know would work midoraisa without bitul, the Chachamim say continue and do it even though you did bitul, for whatever the various reasons could be. And we saw a couple of svaras yesterday. The Ran mentions a svara that the person could have done the bitul without feeling it, without really thinking that he wants to make it bitul. We're going to see in a Benu Peretz a svara, the person may forget to do the bitul, so this is going to ultimately help him to remember to do the bitul. Ultimately, he'll have the bidika as a reminder. And you could say other svaras, the svara of the Rimilunil and the Bartanura, that a person could do bitul but then renege on the bitul, which apparently is a chidush, that one could renege on it and then the bitul doesn't remain as a bitul. All of these svaras are various reasons why the Chachamim said that we need to do the bidika even though you did the bitul. But the problem ultimately becomes the same problem if we're not going to allow the bitul to solve the problem fully. Then we're back to square one, if not midoraisa, then midrabanan. But Rashi is very comfortable saying what he does. This is what we said basically as the outline of the approach for Rashi. Again, a lot of details can be fleshed out. What we see in Tosfos is a different paradigm. Tosfos says that fundamentally, bitul has taken care of our problem, bal yeroeh, and therefore don't discuss the bal yeroeh problem in explaining our Mishnah. Bal yeroeh is solved with bitul. As far as why the Mishnah says you do bedika, the Chachamim have an agenda. The Chachamim felt that we have to be concerned that a person might come chas v'shalom to eat chametz, which is, of course, a very serious avera. A person can eat chametz b'Pesach. If you're not going to do bedika, you're just going to rely on bitul, then it's possible that a person would end up eating chametz on Pesach. Because of this concern, of Shema Yavo Ochlo, the Chachamim instituted this, again, a new paradigm. And that's what our Mishnah is teaching us, that there's a din drabanan, a takana, to do bedikas chametz. I say bedika, I mean bedika slash biur. It's all for the sake of burning the chametz that you find, and in order to ensure that you won't come to eat it. This is what Tosis says as his approach. You know, we're just going to chazer outside a little bit the part that we did, and then we'll continue from the next part of Tosis, the last part. So Tosis says the raya to this against Rashi is a Gemara Daf Yudam Abayz, where the Gemara has this question: if you have chametz in a high location, the Shmei Korah, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be accessible, so Elamai, you should take a ladder and reach up and get it. In order, right? Or do we say, no, we're not matriach you to do that? But then again, maybe it could come falling down, and maybe you got to come to eat it. So that's the tzad that you would have to do bedika and biur. So Tosa says, I see in this Gemara that there's a basis, midrabanan, to do bedika slash biur. For what reason? The reason being, as the Gemara specifically says over there, that wadzimna dinafal va'asila mechle. So you see that there is a basis of a takana b'drabanan shema yavol ochlo. That was Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Okay, we pointed out Rabbeinu Peretz. We'll speak out points in Rabbeinu Peretz along the way. Rabbeinu Peretz says, I'm not so convinced that that's a raya on Rashi, against Rashi, because in that case, it's different than what we have in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is discussing searching for chametz to destroy chametz that I don't know yet where it is and whether it exists at all. So Tosis is telling us that that halacha, that is a takana midrabanan, to search for chametz that may or may not exist, but it could be that it's a place that could have had chametz. So that is a takana shema yavo la'ochlo. Maybe Rashi doesn't agree with that. Rashi doesn't agree that there's such a takana to search for chametz that may or may not exist in those locations because v'chshash shema yavo la'ochlo. What Rashi perhaps could agree to is what the Gemara is discussing in Daf Yud, is when I know I have the chametz there, so the question is only, it might fall down, but then it might not fall down. So maybe we're not matriach you, or maybe we say no, because it could be that the chametz that we know exists could end up becoming available to eat, therefore we want to be choshei shemim mechayev you to do bedik and beer. So that could be Rashi would agree to. But in terms of Pshat in the Mishnah, one would perhaps say that Rashi would not hold that the basis for the Takana was per se Shema Yavalochu. That was a suggestion of Rabbeinu Peretz. In either event, we'll come back to this possibility of Shema Yavalochu within Rashi, hopefully in a little bit with the Maharshal that I gave you on the Mar Mekomos sheet with the Tosas Daf Yud. But it could be that Rashi perhaps has a little bit also to agree with Tosas about the Shema Yavol Ochlo. But once again, the paradigm is very different for Rashi. It could be that for Rashi, the ultimate takana of Bedikas Chametz of Leil Arba Asar is not to rely on what Bittul would do. Even if the reasoning behind why the Chachamim said not to rely on the Bittul has to do with whatever reason, and maybe that reason could even include Shema Yavol Ochlo. But the Geder HaTakana, the geder hatakana, not just the reason, but the geder was not to be somech on the bittul. That we'll see that at the end of Shir, maybe in the Maharshal. Let's first finish the Tosis. So now the Tosis has established for us that there's a new halacha, a takanas chachamim, that one should search and destroy chametz because we're afraid that he's going to eat it. So Tosis wonders, why is it only said over here when it comes to chametz? There are many other things that could have also had a similar type of a gzeira atakanas chachamim. Now, what would be in those cases? Would it mean bedika? Would it mean bedika and biur? The lashon Tosis is mashma. Tosis was asking from biur. When it comes to chametz, it was bedika slash biur. When it comes to the things that Tosis is asking from, Tosis' language would seem to suggest he's asking that we should have a takana of biur. What does Tosis say in his words? V'hatam she'echmiru kan. Why? The reason why here they were more stringent, the chachamim, that is. Tfei mi b'shar isurei hana. More than other isurei hana. Notice Tosis uses the words isurei hana. Apparently, isurei achila, the Marsha thinks, Tosis did not seem to be asking from. unless Tosis is lav dafka. He's saying l'chol apachas isuri hana should be, we should be concerned about. But Tosis' words are isuri hana. Shelo hitzvichu leva'aram. See, Tosis doesn't seem to think that anyone would say to make a bedika for your arla in your possession, for your kiloy hakerem, for your basa v'chalav. This is not Tosis part of his agenda. His agenda is it should be a takana of biur. And Tosis goes on to say two differences. Why here the Chachamim made a takana, over here it was bedika slash biur, and over there it wasn't even a takana of biur. So Tosis is going to give two distinctions and try to work them out and try to figure out why it was only here. Okay, just in terms of pshat, again, there's a few different ways to go. I spoke out yesterday, it's really the Sfas Emes among other Achronim that say it. L'chayra, the question is asked, is it really so that by the Isuri Hana there was no halacha biur? I don't understand. Arla is min hanisrafin. Kiloy hakerem is min hanisrafin. Bas v'chalav is min hanikbarin. There's two different ways to get rid of Isuri Hana. One is through burning, one is through burying. The Mishnayos at the end of Temura talk about it. And it's a difference in terms of whether the Efer would be Aser or not. Either way, there's definitely a halacha of destroying the Isuri Hana. So how could Tosis be asking a question that why over here did they require bidika and biur, and there was no need for biur? There was biur. There's biur over there. So the Sfas Emes and others say Tosis means simple. He means, of course there's biur, but there's no halacha that you must do it right away. There's no halacha that you can't wait. Yeah, it's the reason Magdim Lemitzvahs, of course. Obviously, it's better to do things right away. But if you wait a day or two or three, whatever, we're not choshesh be'etzem that right now it must be done immediately. We're not choshesh you're going to be violating the hanad, you're going to do an aveira in the meantime. We let you do it whenever you do it. Masha'inkin over here, the halacha was, bodkin, we make you do the bedika and you make me do the biur as soon as possible. The chacham don't want you holding on to the chametz a second longer than you need to. So that would tell us this question. Why does the chacham requiring that be done in the way that it's done right now, and we don't find it, and it's all shema yabalo ochlo. That's what we're saying. After all, bitul tokira ba'yira, right? Bitul tokira ba'yira. So what are we worried about? So like, why are we so insisting that it be done right now in such a way that we can't even wait another minute? Once comes the shows to Rabbanan, we know it has to be done right away. You can't hold, the chama want the beer and the bedika have to be done in a very timely fashion without waiting. This is Tosis's question. That's one way to understand the point of Tosis. So Tosis goes on and gives us two distinctions. Says Tosis, number one, Mishum de chametz mutter kol hashana, v'lo nesa rak bepesach, v'lo bedili minei, k'damer l'kaman daf yed alef, v'lo dami l'bas v'chalav v'arla v'kila yakerem, she'isuram noeg iser olam. Tosis distinguishes between chametz on the one hand, and as he mentions here in the list, bas v'chalav, Arla, Kilaya Kerem, all of which are Isurei Hana. And there, the Chacham didn't make this special takana to destroy it immediately, because there, the Isur is Isur Olam, and Pesach, Chametz is only Aser B'Pesach. What's the basis for the distinction? In other words, because Chametz, Lo Bedili Minei. Chametz is not such a taboo, because the whole year round, except for Pesach, you're eating Chametz. Bas v'chalav is a taboo. It's usher all year round to have bas v'chalav. So to Arla, Kilei HaKerem, the Isuri Hana are applicable the entire year round. So Tosis references the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. What he's referring to there is, as we mentioned very quickly yesterday, there is a Mishnah later on that discusses a machlokes. We may get to this later with the Marashal, just for the context. But there's a machlokes Tanayim, whether one should do bedika after the zman that normally the Chacham gave certain windows of time for bedika. So according to Rashi, again, maybe we'll see the Mishnah later. According to Rashi, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda versus a Chachamim is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear. once you didn't do bedikah at night, you have another chance and another chance, and that's it. And the last chance is the shas, the shashishis. Once it becomes usur, midoraisa, at chatzos of Erev Pesach, forget about it. Don't do bedikah anymore. That's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, so the Rashi, way Rashi learns the Chachamim, you do bedikah for the rest of the day until the nighttime. That's how Chachamim wrote. Tosis learns that's Chachamim. You do bedikah throughout Pesach and after Pesach as well. We'll get to that. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yehuda holds that once you get to the point that chametz is aser midoraisa, no more bedikah. You did your bedikahs already, finished. No more chiyah bedikah. And why not? The reason why not is because we're afraid that as you're doing the bedikah and as you find chametz, what's going to happen? You'll eat the chametz. That's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim, according to one pshat in the Gemara, are not afraid of that. Or a specific svara that if your whole agenda right now is to destroy the chametz, it's very unlikely that upon discovering the chametz, you're going to eat it. So it's a special svara that chacham are not worried that through your searching for chametz, you're going to come to eat it. Okay, but meanwhile, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that there's a chshash that a person is going to eat chametz, therefore we don't tell you to do bedika beyond the time that Rabbi Yehuda says, which would mean once chametz becomes asa midaraisa, don't do bedikah anymore. Okay, this is what it says later on in the Mishnah. But the Gemara asks a stira, Rabbi Yehuda, here from Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere by a different case, like Isser Chadash, where Rabbi Yehuda doesn't seem to be concerned about the fact that it might come to violate the Isser of being nichshel in that eating that food. The Gemara gives the chiluk. Abaye says what Tosis is basically quoting without quoting it, that the difference is simple. By chametz, lo bedili minei. By chametz, all year round, you're eating chametz. So therefore, you're not separating from chametz generally. Therefore, we're afraid you're going to eat chametz because it's a familiar sight to you. Whereas something which is generally you know is usur, so that would be something that we're not afraid that you're going to eat. This is what Tosis is using as a svara over here as well. This is svara number one. Okay. Tosis throws in, having said this, but what about Nazir? What about Nazir? If we read the Gears of Nazir, which is what we have in front of us, so Tosis would be asking, Nazir is Aser B'yayin. So a Nazir, we know, is Aser B'yayin while he's a Nazir. But when he's not a Nazir, he can have wine. So it should be similar to Chametz. And therefore, they should have this halacha that it should be mechuyev to be destroyed midrabanan shema yavo to be nichsho in iser yayin l'nazir. This is Tosis kasha from Nazir. So the mashal wonders, what's the kasha? Nazir is an iser that's only ba'achila, and the mashal assumes Tosis never was bothered by isuri achila, only isuri hana. Why would Tosis not have been bothered by isuri achila? Because Tosis would understand, you're not going to have the Chachamim make a takana to destroy something that you could still have benefit from. If it's Aser Bahana, then the Chachamim could say, destroy it right away. But if it's Mutter Bahana, why would anyone think the Chachamim should say you have to destroy it? So the Mashah assumes that Tosis never asked from Yisuri Achila. So why is he asking from Nazir? So the Mashah says, Tosis really meant Neder. Neder is an Isur Hana. Okay, Lamaisa, the Tosa Benu Peretz, and others do mention Nazir. And they talk specifically about Yayin, Yayin the Nazir. There's no two ways about it. But Rabbeinu Peretz also mentions other Isurim that are Isur just Isur Achila, not Isur Hana. What does he mention, Rabosai? What does he mention, Rabbeinu Peretz? What examples does he mention that Chacham should have made a takana about? Dam and Chelev are not Aser Bahana, they're only Aser Bahachila. So then he can also ask from Nazir. It's interesting to know what the machlokas is and why Rabbeinu Peretz asks from Isuri Achila, Tosis didn't. If you want to say Tosis is Lavdafka, Tosis just stresses an Isuri Hana at first, but then really he's asking from Achila, so it's not really a machlokas. Either way, okay, I don't know what to make of the fact that the maybe there is a machlokas, whether there was a kasha from Isuri Achila or not. But what's the teretz? So what's the answer? Neder, Nazir, whatever it might be, what's the answer? What's the answer? Why should the Chum do over there? The answer of Bedili Mine doesn't work over there. He's normally going to have a Yayin if it's not part of his Naziris or whatever the Neder was. He'd normally be eating that food. So the words of Tosus, without elaborating, Tosus says, the difference is that over there, Shari Lachrini. Shari Lachrini. Mutter for others, and that's why we're not going to make a takana to destroy it. So yesterday I brought two svaras based on that, what I found in the Me'iri. The Me'iri also discusses why it's different by Nazir. Dafka, it's interesting, the Me'iri is discussing this issue on a Doraisa level, not on the Rabban level, but we can use the Me'iri svaras regardless. If you look in where the Me'iri says it, I looked again, Me'iri is discussing why the Torah was machmir. He was going out there, Rashi, that the Torah is talking about the Tashbisu of the Torah. But either way, the kasha is, why didn't, I mean, I don't think it's such a kasha in the Torah, but the Me'iri feels he has to ask, he has to distinguish why Nazir is different. Says the Me'iri for two reasons. Number one, because since he's mutter, he's usser and everyone else is mutter, so that alone is a reminder to him that he won't do it because it's just him. So that alone would mean a reason for him to see it as a taboo, because he knows, I have to be careful about this. That's one svar. The other svar is because we want other people to be nana from it and to have it. So we wouldn't want to have a takana to destroy it. It's going to be at other people's expense. Alec just pointed out that Rinu Peretz says it a little different. And that could also be pshat and tosfos. Rinu Peretz says that the reason why by Nazir it's not a kasha, because it's only usher to him, so therefore, they didn't make a takana just for one person. It's an iser that's iser for everybody. The Chum step in and say, such a chayfetz, we want it to be destroyed. But if it's just nogea for one person, so for that individual, the Chum don't step in and make isurim. That's another possible pshat. Either way, okay, so this is all one explanation of why chametz is different than all the other cases. So far, questions?
Yes, Rabbi, I have a question.
Please.
Based off of the Me'iri, who the first answer that because it's only his chumrah and no one else's, so he'll be extra careful. So can't you apply that same svara to the previous first ta'am of Tosfos and say that because chametz is mutter all year round and it's only asr on Pesach, so I'll be extra careful and the chachamim shouldn't have to be machmir and burn it.
It's not you're comparing two different svaras. It's not the same svara. The Me'iri svara was that it's only usher for me and not for other people. And that's itself a sufficient kind of reminder. You're saying it's only usher certain times of the year, not other times of the year. I don't know if that svara is identical. To the contrary, the svara that it's only usher some times of the year and not other times of the year is a reason to think that you're more prone to be nechshel. So...
Can't you say that it's also more reason to be michshel when other people are allowed to and you're hanging out with your friends and they're all drinking wine?
Yeah, I hear you. That's a good taina. It's why is Amiri assume it goes one direction? I can hear it in the other direction. But to the extent that there is another direction, the other direction is more compelling in the case where it's only us or for me and not others, but not it's only us or these days and not other days. I mean, to me, that svara is not really, I don't hear that svara at all. There, to the contrary, there I can make the case that, you're not realizing it. It's not, it's Pesach now. But here, Lemaisa, you know that you're a Nazir. So that itself, it's like someone is, I guess, a muscle. Someone is allergic to a certain food or certain foods, you're going to have a major reaction. And so you, wherever you go, you have to know you carry that on you. You go wherever every social interaction. I can't have that. It's like you have the constant reminder inside yourself. That's kain what the Miri is saying by Nazir by Yain. I don't think Chametz the Pesach is that way. It's just Okay. So this is one. So now we get to the last part of the Tosfos. Tosfos presents another svara. Now it's interesting. One could have also said a svara Tosfos doesn't say. The Ran on the Rif is going to say it, and other Rishonim mention it. Tosfos doesn't say for some reason. That is the fact that Chametz has an Isser with an Onish Kares associated with it. So maybe that makes it different, makes it stand out over and above all the cases that we just discussed, whether Isuri Hana, Isuri Achila. Now you do have Chela Vidam, okay? So there you'd have the answer wouldn't work for Chela Vidam. but it would work for the cases that Tosis mentioned. Tosis mentions Bisbas v'chalav and Kilaya Karen, you know, and Arla, so these are not Isuri Kares. So again, these would be the examples Tosis gave. One could have mentioned the fact that this Kares. I don't know. Either way, Tosis has a second possibility. Tosis says, Inami. This is another reason why only here the Chachamim made the special gzera of Bidika and Biur, Shelo Yavu Ochlo. Inami. Shani Chametz, Shechmiru Bo Torah, Lavar Bibayro Bayimatse. We see the Torah gave an Isser not just not to eat chametz, but you're not even allowed to have chametz by you, not to hold on to chametz. Chametz cannot be seen, cannot be in your possession. And that shows us that chametz, obviously the Torah has a special place in it to see chametz as a very severe issur. And therefore, Yachimiru Chachamim Livdok Levaro Afil Hecha Debitlo. Mishum Dilma Asil Mechle. Again, the reason for the Takana, you did bitl, right? The reason for the takana of searching and destroying chametz is that you cannot come to eat it. Why only here did they make such a takana, not elsewhere? Because you see, chametz has this extra unique halacha that you don't find anywhere else. It's bayir abayim matzah. You can't have it, can't own it. That's what Svar Tosis says. I don't know if I have to add this, but I was thinking maybe if you want to give a little more of a tam in what Tosis is saying, could be we could add that the Ran mentions at the very end of the piece, both in Chidushi Ran and also in the Ran on the Rif, that what you have in Bayir Abayim Matzeh in the Torah is an example of a siyag midoraisa. In other words, we're used to thinking about gezeros and siyagim for the chacham. And the chacham are afraid you might come to do a particular violation of a Torah prohibition. So asu siyag haTorah, the chacham have the right to create a new iser that prevents you, hopefully, from doing the iser chamor of the Torah, right? This is kiyadua, v'shamus mishmarti. There's a basis in the Torah that gives the chacham the authority to do that. What about within the Torah itself? Can you have an example in the Torah of an iser that was meant to be a gezerai siyag for another iser, which is more severe? So there's a long piece, there's a long essay in Rav Yosef Engel, one of the classics for him from 100 years ago. Rav Yosef Engel wrote many Svarim, he's prolific, and he wrote a Sefer Lekach Tov. I think it's in that Sefer. He has a whole simen about Gzeros and Siyagim Midoraisa, bringing from all different sources. So one of the, you know, there's a famous source from the Rambam holds that the Gzera, it's a Gzera Losikrivu Galos Erva, that there's an Isser Midoraisa with Arayas, with a Nida, even for Chibuk Vinishuk, because it might come to an act of Bia. So that could be an Isser Doraisa as a Siyag. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos at the very end talks about the Isser Netira, not to bear a grudge, as a siyag, that you might come to take revenge. So there are many, many examples that one could think about. One of the examples that's found in the Ran here in Psachim is Bayira Bayimatzah, that the Torah itself wanted to create a fence for the Isser of eating chametz. So the Torah says, how am I going to prevent you from eating chametz? I'm going to tell you can't even own chametz. So it's an interesting idea. And again, it opens up a very interesting discussion about this concept of creating siyagim, that even the Torah itself made a siyag for itself, and a lot of interesting makoros that one could bring into this discussion. So I was thinking maybe, again, it's not like I see it mamish in the words of Tosis, but one could say that Tosis means that just as you see the Torah was makbid to say, Bayir Abayim Matzeh, and as we're explaining, we understand the reason for the Torah, the time of the cry, as it were, is the Torah doesn't want a person to come to eat chametz. The Chachamim saw in that a Pesach, an opening for them too. We know the Chachamim make zeros ke'en doraisa. So the Chachamim felt that we should make a halacha, bidika, and beer, even in the face of bitul, just as you see the Torah says, Bayir Abayim Matzeh, the Torah is concerned, very concerned that a person not come to eat chametz. How concerned is the Torah? The Torah said, Bayir Abayim Matzeh. So, and the Torah's Bayir Abayim Matzeh is a siyag, as the Ran says, a siyag for achila. So therefore the Chacham felt that therefore we're going to create our takana that we want you to do bidur and bidika in order not to come lidei the avera of eating chametz. No, that could be Tosis maybe has that in mind. Either way.
Wait,
go ahead. Yes.
I was just wondering, how do you know that? How do you know that it's that Bal Yer Matz is a fence for Achila?
I don't know. I'm quoting Iran. There is a that's why I'm saying I'm speculating. You know, given that the Iran says it, so maybe I could plug it into Tosis as well. Do I need to plug it into Tosis? No. Tosis could mean simply the fact that you see the Torah is very concerned about Issa Chametz, Ad Kedei Kach, the Torah says, Bayi Rabbi, you might say that itself is a reason why the Chachamim felt we want to be more careful here. You know, yeah. If we assume it's a Gedei D'oraisa, so why would we feel the need to put another Drabanan? Because, listen, you know, the Chachamim can go beyond. You know, it's not, Gezerah L'Gezerah is only the Chachamim making Gezerah in their own Gezerah. But once the Torah said that there is already an Isser, the Torah could have had an agenda of its Gezerah. But the Chachamim could feel like, you know, we want to go. You see, the Torah has such a concern, so we're taking the lead from the Torah. A lot of times, you know, the Chachamim go beyond when they see the need to it and they have the authority to do it. So, Lemaisa, look, it's not in the Torah itself, you can't say, I see in the Chumash. Although there is, maybe for another occasion, I'll share with you a very beautiful pshat that the Chasam Sofer says, pshat in Psukim, in Parshas Bo, not for now, he brings it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Nassim Adler, that he reads the Pasuk itself as Mamish telling you that you have an Isser not to be Matzei Chametz Bevateichem, because there's an Isser Chamor of eating Chametz V'nichvisa. So he says, he Mamish reads it in the Torah. If you go with that Pshad, the Chasam Sofer, then it's Mamish in the Torah itself, that the Torah gave away the reason for Bal Yeroah. Okay, but that's a Pshad in the Pasuk. The Ran says it without trying to learn it into the Chumash, but he just assumes maybe that's the reason. And if that's correct, then maybe Tosis had this in mind as well. I didn't see this anywhere. It just occurred to me that maybe the Pshat and Tosis would be that the Chachamim felt that, you see, the Torah is makbid, that you should do something more because of the Chashash HaMayavu Ochel. So you see, Torah was very protective of its Isser Chametz, of Isser Achilas Chametz. So the Chachamim felt, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to pattern our Takana of Bidiko Bior for the same reason that the Torah itself gave a Bal Yeroah. Okay. L'maisa, two reasons why the Chachamim did it here and not elsewhere. Continues Tosis and says, "Nu, what should follow? The Nira L'Rashba, the Rashba in Tosis, you should know, is always the Tosis Rash Mishans. One of the classic Bali Tosis is the Rav Shimon Mishans, classic Bali Tosis. He wrote a Pirish and Tosis Kohanim, and many of the Tosis Shans that you have is him. So the Rashba in Tosis is the Rashba, the Rash Mishans. He says the following. Even according to the latter reason that we just mentioned, this chumrah that the chacham required b'diko biur was not limited to a chametz that has bal yerah bal yimatzei. Once the chachamim said that there's a reason to make a takana of shema yavo l'ochlo, and why dafke here and not elsewhere? Because of Bal Yeroah Bal Yimatzeh, because we see the Torah has a Bal Yeroah Bal Yimatzeh b'chametz. So once we say that, so now tzarech lomad de'achmiru chachamim b'chol chametz, afilu, even by chametz that doesn't have a Bal Yeroah. Tosis gives you examples. Afilu b'chametz nukseh b'aydei tarovis. Tosis has two categories of chametz. One he calls chametz nukseh. Chametz Nuksha is a category that has different examples in it, but the basic idea is that it's harder to, it, Rashi calls it in one place Chametz Ra. It's harder to eat. The word Nuksha is, I think etymologically, I think I saw it brought down, it's like Milashin, like it's, maybe the Tiferes Yisrael in his Hagdama says like this, it's like Lashin Mokesh, okay, stumbling, something like that. Basically, it's not straightforward chametz. It's harder to eat. It's not developed in a normal way of the process of chimutz. Va'ayidei taroves is another example. If the chametz is not pure chametz, it's b'taroves. So these are examples in the Mishnah in the third perek that Mishnah says that there won't be kares, but there'll be, quote, an azhara. The Mishnah doesn't define what ashara is being referred to, but the language that the Mishnah uses in the beginning is Elu Ovrin BePesach. So if you take a quick look for a second at the words of the Mishnah, Elu Ovrin BePesach and Daf Mem Beis, so you have a first couple of examples are Chometz Adei Taroves, Kuta Chabavli, Sheikha Ramadi. These are things where there's a mixture, and you have to know exactly the proportions of whether it's Kedei Achilas Pras or not. The assumption is that your person ate from this Taroves, but didn't necessarily eat a Kezais of Chometz, but he had a Kezais of the total food, which is a Chometz mixture. If you go on in the list, you have examples of Chometz Nukshe, and that you have, for example, Kulon Shel Sofin, for example. It's a type of a paste that's used by the people who put together manuscripts, and they have to keep the pages together. So it's a type of a glue, again, not very edible. This is called Chometz Nukshe. So the Mishnah says it's Har'elu Be'ashara Be'en Be'em Mishum Karis. But what's the meaning of the words Elu Ovrin BePesach? Ovrin, according to Rashi, means Bal Yeroi. Now, there is a riboy from Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, one of the psukim that talk about Chometz, that were marred by these examples. The shaila is, what is being included in Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu? Is it even extend to Bal Yeroi? The words are Lo Sochelu. But Rashi apparently understood that once we have a riboy that includes these examples of Chometz within the rule of Chometz, so it extends to Bal Yeroi as well, and Ovrin means once one violates Bal Yeroi on all of these examples listed in the Mishnah. According to Rashi, therefore there is a Bal Yeroi on these examples in the Mishnah of Chometz Adei Taroves and Chometz Nukshe. However, Abeinu Tam now disagrees. The Tosus right away in the beginning of there as well, Tosus quotes, Rashi says Ovrin B'Bal Yeroi, the Rivas says Ovrin means they have to be destroyed, so it's similar to Rashi that you can't have it in your house. Rabbeinu Tam says Ovrin means, take a look, the Ein Yeroi Rabbeinu Tam, the Mashmat, the Kohanach Marbinan, Mikol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, and without the Riboy, you wouldn't even be Aser Ba'achila, Umehecha Teser and Bal Yeroi, the Nirah Rabbeinu Tam, the Elu Ovrin Ha'ochlin Me'al HaShulchan. You remove it from the table. It's not to be on your table on Pesach. It can be in your closet. It doesn't even have to be sold. It's just not to be eaten. So Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that the examples here, let's take Chometz Nukshe, does not have Bal Yeroi. So within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, now comes the question that the Rashmi Shans is addressing. According to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Chometz Nukshe does not have Bal Yeroi. Is there any reason to have to search and destroy Chometz Nukshe? So one could have said, and this is what the Rush says in the third parak, or it appears here as well, comes out that way, that it should depend on the two reasons that we just gave. If the reason for the Chachamim's halacha of search and destroy chametz, more than what they said anywhere else by other Isurim, is based on the fact that chametz is something that people would normally not disassociate themselves from, lo bedili minei, so therefore there's an Isur, there's a requirement of search and destroy because you might come to eat. So then we can understand that chametz nukshe should be the same thing. So there's a halacha, a bedikas chametz, and biur chametz, chametz nukshe as well, because the fact is a chachamim have a gzeira, a reason, make a takana, shema yavo la'ochlo. However, if we go with the second reason is why is chametz unique, that chachamim require bediko biur, shema yavo la'ochlo, they don't do this everywhere else, and the answer is because it's a special halacha bal yeroi. Well, if it comes to Chometz Nukshe, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Bal Yeroi. So then there should be no halacha, bediko biur for Chometz Nukshe. So says the Rush, Mefurish there in Perek Elu Ovrin. It would come out in Nafka Mina between these two reasons. Says the Rush, just to quote this two lines of the Rush. V'hashta l'hach taima de mefarish le'el b'resh mechilten de mashit tzarech levaris hachametz min abayis. V'lo sag le'i b'bitul. Why are you not relying on bitul? Because chametz lo b'dili yinish minei. Then, if it's because of that reason, then asher l'hashus b'bayis kohani de mas nisin. Then everything listed in the Mishnah in the third parak and daf mem beis should not be in your house either, because you're required by virtue of the chachamim's takana to get rid of it. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, because the svara goes across the board. Lo v'dili minei. The fact that there's no karas doesn't seem to bother us. The fact is it's asher b'achila. And lo v'dili minei. D'chashin and dilma asher l'mechal minei. But, says the Rush, li'idach taima, according to the reason number two, the Pashinan Mishum Dechmira Torah Lavar Ba Yira Ba Yimatzei, Rahechadulo Bitlu, just like the Torah had an Iser Chamor Ba Yiroya when you were in Mevatele, Techmir Chachamim lived out Kulotzim in Abayis Apisha Bitlu. So again, that the reason being the fact that there's a Ba Yiroya without Bitlu is what gives a Chum reason to make a Takana to search and destroy and get rid of the Chametz even when there was Bitlu. So then, then these things should be allowed to remain in the house. So says the Rush. Comes the Rashba in Tosvos, la'afuke that. Now we understand where Tosvos is coming from. Even according to the reason that I just gave you, that the reason the Chacham had a special desire to make a takana b'diko biur because you see by chametz a tar made by yeroya, but l'maisa even if it's going to be a chametz that won't have a by yeroya l'fishit as rabbeinu tam chametz nukshe, still the chachamim would still require that it be destroyed, that you get rid of it. And he has a riot to this. Let's take a look. Sarach loma de'achmiru chacham bechol chametz avivu chametz nukshe. Meaning to say, Tosfos doesn't use these words, but the Ran does in the Chiddushi Aran, maybe the Ben Peretz privy also. No, others, I forget where I saw it, but the Ran for sure says it, lo plug. It's a lo plug. The Chachamim said, chametz, you have to search and destroy chametz. Why? Because chametz has Baal Yeroah. This particular chametz doesn't have Baal Yeroah, lo plug. That's what the Rashba is saying. Lo plug, the Chachamim said that you do it for all chametz. What's the Raya? Again, Sarach Lomar, afilu fitama acharon. Sarach Lomar, shdechmiru chacham b'chol chametz afilu chametz nukse v'aydei tarobes, af agav deleka b'ayirah u'pirsho b'natam b'eshel u'ovin. What's his proof? The ha'omar. So the proof is as follows. Seor yisarev. This is a Mishnah on daf memches amid beis. But Tosfos, these words, they should have put it into the parentheses. I don't know why they didn't. Ha'amar Seyar Yisarev, Mishnah and Daf Memches and Mebeis, Seyar Yisarev, Ba'ocho Pater. Now, what is Seyar? So the Mishnah goes on to list, tell the Machlokes Tanoim what Seyar is. Now, let's make very clear, clarify a misconception. Seyar is not the same thing as Seor. Okay, the Torah uses the word Seor a lot interchangeably with Chametz. Chametz lo yimatzei, seor lo yimatzei. Seor is usually translated sourdough. Seor is chametz gamur, even though it's not so roi l'achila, but the Torah specifically was machmir with iser kares, because it's something that's used to be machmitz other things. So it has a tremendous, it's called chimutzo kasha in the language of the Gemara. It has a special stringency to it. You know, so you take dough and it becomes chametz, and you put it together, you soak it with chametz, and now it becomes its own power to be machmitz acherim. So it's hardcore chametz, even though it's not as geshmak to eat like real chametz. But it has this unique quality that it can be machmetz acherim. That has all the severity of chametz. That's the halacha of the Torah of Se'or lo yimatzei, the Ba'ira ba'yimatzei, that has iser kares. If you eat it, that's called Se'or. That's not what this is. Se'or is something different. As the Mishnayos tell us, there's two opinions of Meir Rabbi Yehuda. It means that the dough Usually we say, we'll leave the dough for 18 minutes and it now it rises and now it's chametz. Now you can bake it, it's chametz, chametz gomor. Let's say you see, what's the sign of chametz? So there's basically, you see in the dough some kind of a change in its looks, hechsifu panav. That's one possible opinion of what seor is. The other opinion is that you see that's not yet chametz. If you bake it at that point, you could even eat it for the Seder. That's perfectly fine matzah. The other opinion says you have to have cracks, kikane chagoven. So that is called seor. Now, this seor is, again, apparently not so edible. Rashi calls it chametz ra. I'm not really sure the metzias, I tell you honestly. Rashi, again, the sugya is also in the beginning of the third parak. But the Gemara quotes this Mishnah. Rashi's lashon there, Seyor Shalon is Chametz Kotsarko. Rashi says, Seyor Pligim Masnisin Daf Memches, Remeir Karle Seyor Shechsifu Panav. That means there's some kind of a change in the appearance of the dough, changes the complexion. So the stage of, there's different stages of becoming Chametz. Remeir calls that stage already enough to be a problem. And therefore, if you bake it, it's going to be a problem. It's not going to be matzah. It's going to be chametz. Rav Yehuda, havi seor, shehischu l'sadik, fa'asidokin dakin kigani chagovim, being a Rashi in Daf Mem Gimel, echad ukan, echad ukan. But according to Rav Yehuda, hechsifu panav, that's still matzah. And according to Rav Meir, if it's kani chagovim, it's chametz gomor. It's not seor. Okay, either way, Rashi goes on and says that chametz nukshe kigon seyar de nukshehu de eno roi lachila hoel de hechmitz ktsas v'lo gomar. And it's not seor either. It's not fit to be machmitz acherim. Again, seor, which is roi lachmitz acherim, doesn't have to be so edible. That's what the Torah defines as the twin situation of chametz. Chametz and seor, without a yud. What you have here in seor, it's nishtahin nishtaher, you could say. It's not ro'i la'achila, it has the drawback of seor, but without the maila of seor that makes it so severe as an iser, which is that it's machmitz achim. I'm reading the Rashi on Daf Mem Gimel. You'll see the long Rashi on Dimas l'seor. So again, the metzias I don't have clear 100% for you, but the basic outline is what I just told you. So what is Tosus Raya now? Let's go back to the Tosus. He says as follows. It says, Seyor Yisarev, Vehainu Chametz Nukshe Kedemucha Chasam. That's from the sugya there that we just quoted, Mem Gimel. It's equated with Chametz Nukshe. So now we have an equation. Seyor equals Chametz Nukshe. Again, exactly why we have to know the Metzias better. The Ikal Amanda Omar Nami Hassam, then the Gemara there has Amanda Omar, when you want to weigh Nukshe versus Chametz Tarubas, which is worse? So Tosis brings, there is one Amanda Omar, the Koshkein Chametz Tarubas. What's true about Nukshe is certainly true. What's more chamor than that is the case of Tarubas Chametz. So if we say Chum, say Or Yisarev, which means chametz nukshe cannot be kept in your house, has to be destroyed. So that means the chametz de tarubas certainly has to be destroyed. Mashma de aser la'ashoso. Now let's understand what Tosus now is, how he's to go about bringing the raya. So that proves that you can't keep it. The I mutter la'ashoso, what it were it to be mutter to hold on to, amay yisarif, why are you burning it? Yisha oso at achar haPesach, hold on to it till after Pesach. V'yehi mutter, and it'll become mutter to eat, even afilu Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about chametz achar haPesach? It's asur midoraisa. Rabbi Yehuda has three psukim of achila that talk about iser achilas chametz, and he learns that one pasuk is talking within Pesach. One pasuk is talking with Nezmano on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and the other pasuk is going to go on Chametz Achad Pesach, meaning it's Asa Midoraisa. Says Tosfos, what would be as far as chometz nukshe is concerned according to Rabbi Yehuda? Says Tosus, if you have chometz nukshe after Pesach, no problem for Rabbi Yehuda. There's three psukim that talk about the Isra Achilas Chametz. L'toch Zmano, L'lefnei Zmano, during Pesach, before Pesach, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, L'achaz Zmano. Avo b'nukshe d'leke el'chad k'ra, there's only one pasuk that talks about nukshe, afi Rabbi Yehuda Moda. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you can have Chametz nukshe after Pesach. And therefore, why do you have to burn the Seor? Why can't you hold it till after Pesach? What's the answer? Because the Chachamim had a halacha of Bi'ur Chametz because of Shema Yavo Ochlo. And even though the reason they only had it over here and not by other cases is because of Bal Yeroyah and Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Bal Yeroyah by these cases of Chametz Nukshe. But nevertheless, Lo Prug, the Chacham still said what they said anyway by all Chametz across the board. Why did Tosaf have to give us all this extra information about Rabbi Yehuda and holding it after Pesach? Let's say it'd be usher to eat after Pesach. Let's say Rabbi Yehuda would still ask after Pesach. Okay, but why do you have to destroy it? Isn't that itself a raya? What did Tosaf need to bring Rabbi Yehuda in to show you that you can that after Pesach will be mutter? Why is that relevant? They both say, hear my question, pshat. Tosus had the raya right there. Seor Yisarev. So what do you see? Lo plug. You see the Chachamim require Bi'ur Chametz for all Chametz, even though Seor doesn't have Ba'yiroah, but since generally Chametz has Ba'yiroah, so the Chachamim said Chametz has to be destroyed even after Bittul. Why did Tosef have to bring Rabbi Yehuda in and holding on to after Pesach, but you won't be able to hold after Pesach because, I mean, you should be able to hold after Pesach, so why are you burning it? Let's say you'll be us after Pesach. So the Marsha says, simple, if after Pesach it would be usher, then Seir Yisarev could mean it's all made to be burnt. That's all it means, Seir Yisarev. Not that you have to get rid of it now. It basically means it's usher bana. You can't enjoy it. It's omeg l'sreifa. Zel. That's all it means. But regarding halacha, bediko, biur, nuksha, who says that the chum would include it? It just means it's omeg l'sreifa. But given the fact that it's not true, since after Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you can have it, so then why are you burning it? Save it for after Pesach. Elamai, it goes into the halacha. The chachamim said bediko, biur. Yeah. That's the Tosus. Obviously, the Shita Sarash should have to deal with Tosus Raya. Seir Yisarev. So you look at the Karban Nisanel on that Rush, he has a possible pshat that the case is it's the Seir happened on Yontif itself. And since you can't eat it, you can't bake it. And if you leave it alone, what's going to happen in a few more minutes to this? No. What's going to happen? If it's at Seir right now, and you leave it a little longer, what's going to happen now? It's going to become Chametz Gomer. So your only alternative right now is to burn it, which means you can burn on Yontif to prevent it from becoming Chametz. That's the suggestion of the Karban Nisanel, a way around Tosus Raya. Okay, so the bottom line is what we have in Tosus is the basic approach of Zera Shema Yavo Ochlo as the basis for Bedikas Chametz. I just want to show you quickly, the back to Rashi. You see, there's a marshal on Daf Yud Beis on the Beis. I'm sorry, Daf Yud on the Beis. This Shita of Rashi, that the reason for Bedikas Chametz is Shelo Yava Bebal Yeroah. In contrast to Tosfos, in contrast to the Ri, that the reason for Bedikas Chametz is a gzeira, takana, shelo yavo l'ochlo. This emerges in a Tosus in the bottom of Yud Amid Beis in the following context. The Mishnah tells us, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is, you have three times for Bedika. The way the Gemara comes out, what it means is not that you have to do three times Bedika. That was a havamin that the Gemara rejects. But rather it means if you didn't do one, you have a second time, and then you have a possible third time if you miss the second time. So there are three times for Bidikas Chametz. Or will you doubt it? Gemara is going to quote this on Daf Beis and the Beis as well, this Lashon HaMishnah. Or Yudalit Shachris, and three, Bishas Habiur. Bishas Habiur means the sixth hour, when you're supposed to burn the Chametz. Right? Sarfin B'tchilas Shesh. So those are the three points. If you miss the first, you can try the second early in the morning. If you miss the second, you have Shashishis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after that, Chametz becomes Asa Doraisa. We don't want you doing Bidikas Chametz. Got it? That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, Lo Badak or Yudalid, Yivdok Bi Yudalid. Okay. Lo Badak Bi Yudalid, Yivdok B'Soch HaMoed. You didn't check on Erev Pesach, you check B'Toch HaMoed. Lo Badak B'Toch HaMoed, Yivdok Achar HaMoed. So here there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosus, what those words mean for the Chachamim. Clearly the Chachamim are allowing you to do Bedikas Chametz even after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. They're not worried that you might come to eat it like Rabbi Yehuda was. But what exactly does it mean, B'Soch HaMoed and L'Achar HaMoed? So Rashi learns Pshat, B'Soch HaMoed here is synonymous with the Shas HaBior of Rabbi Yehuda. For whatever reason, we use different words. Tosis wonders why that's one of Tosis Kashis on Rashi, but Rashi learns Pshat that way. B'Soch HaMoed, Shashishis. L'Achar HaMoed means from Chatzos until nightfall. So Chacham, I'm giving you other later points so you can do Bidikas Chametz. That's the Machlokes of Yudin HaChacham according to Rashi. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says the Lashon of the Chachamim sounds like we're not talking about B'Soch HaMoed meaning the sixth hour, and L'Achar HaMoed means the rest of the day of Erev Pesach. Rather, B'Soch HaMoed means throughout Pesach. And the Achar HaMoed means what? After Pesach, because Chametz could still be Usher after Pesach. So take a look in the Tosus on the bottom there. He says, B'toch HaMoed haynu mitchilas sheva, from Chatzos, ad sof HaPesach, until the end of Pesach. We're concerned you might eat chametz after Pesach. So you do bedika and biur after Pesach, according to the Chachamim. But Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi learns that that cannot be pshat. Rashi says, L'achar HaMoed means till the end of Erev Pesach. But there's no such idea of doing bedika after Pesach, not even during Pesach. But Tosus comments and says, Rashi lo ratzel lefarish kein. Rashi didn't want to learn pshat that way. Why not? Nipnesha pireish b'mishneh, because Rashi says in Daf Beis, debot kim sheliyavar b'bal yiroeh. Rashi learns that the bedikas chametz has, the agenda of bedikas chametz is sheliyavar b'bal yiroeh. So therefore, when does bal yiroeh exist? During Pesach. So if you're checking before Pesach, makes sense that it can accomplish with that there won't be a violation of Yiroeh, which will be during Pesach. Once Pesach is over, there's no longer any issue of Yiroeh pending, right? It's after Pesach. So there's no point in having any basis for a bedika le'achar ha-Pesach. Says the Maharshal, something very interesting, and it mamish ties back together with what we were saying. Lemaisa, what's our case talking about? It's a big machlokas. We're going to go with the Maharshal here, but the Maharshal has a different approach completely to this sugya. But Maharshal says, ask a simple question. Was there bittul, was there not bittul in this situation? A person did fail to do bedikas chametz bismano. Now, comes another time. So for Tosus, there could be bedikas chametz after Pesach, because of Shema Yavo Lo'ochel, you might eat chametz after Pesach, which for Yehuda is an Isser D'Raisa, right? According to Rashi, no such possibility. Was there bitul or was it not bitul? So the Mashal says, no question, there had to have been bitul chametz here. Why? Because then if there wasn't bitul chametz, how could Rabbi Yehuda Lamashal say that you don't check after chatzos? Why? Because we're afraid you might eat it. So because we're afraid you might eat it, we're going to let you be in a position of potentially violating Ba'al Yira? Does that make any sense? You could be having chametz here. You didn't do any bedika. If you didn't do bitul, then you could be in violation of Ba'al Yira. So we're going to make a chshash, shema yavo la'ochlo, and therefore dispense with bedika at the cost of being violating Ba'al Yira? That doesn't make any sense. That's the Mashal's question. Because now it's too late. You can't do bitul anymore. It's after chatzos. Too late for bitul. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, don't do bidika after chatzos. Why? Because shema yavol ochlo. So if I don't do bidika, what could be? I could have chametz. If I have chametz, I'm going to violate Ba'al Yira. So because of my chashash shema yavol ochlo, I'm going to let you possibly be violating Ba'al Yira. That makes no sense. It must be that you did bitul. So what is the Mashal asking? So anyway, there's no Ba'al Yira. Because of bitul. But he says like this, the Mashal learns, it could be that even for Rashi, we'll see in the Ran, for example, one of the possible reasons why the Chachamim didn't want to rely on bitul. We said three reasons so far. Maybe you didn't do bitul b'lev shalem. The Ran says that's for it. Maybe you will forget to do bitul, the Tosfos Benu Peretz. Maybe you'll change your mind when you see a nice piece of chametz and you'll renege on the bitul, dirim yelunil. There's another reason the Ran says. The Ran says maybe you come to eat chametz. The Chacham didn't want to rely on bitul because you might come to eat chametz on Pesach. Just to rely on bitul, so maybe Rashi also has that in mind. Maybe we don't know why the Chacham required bitul bidik on top of bitul for Rashi. We don't know. But Rashi's words were Shelo Yavar Ba'al Yira. Says the Mashal, that's not incompatible with Shema Yavo Ochlo. I'll tell you why. Because look at the lashon of the Mashal, and Rav Shmuel Rizovsky in the first pieces, he explains it so beautifully what the words are saying. Look at the words of the Mashal. He says, even though we're talking about bitul, because without bitul, what's shaykh not to tell him to do bedika? He can have Ba'al Yira. Mikol makom tchilas hatakana she'asu chachamim she'tzarech livdok haynu mishum Ba'al Yira k'depirish Rashi b'resh mechilte. The tchilas hatakana was because of Ba'al Yira. V'lo ratzu chachamim lismoch al habitu l'chud. The only time the Chachamim made their takana was where there would have been a possibility of Ba'al Yira Ba'al Yira Matze, were there not to be bitul. Avelo hiskina bedika mishum achila levad. So the Mashal is willing to absorb within Rashi as well that the Shema Yavo Ochlo could have been part of the Chachamim's agenda, why they said we don't want it to just be bitul. But understand what that means. Rashi could say the words Shelo Yavar Ba'al Yira Ba'al Yira Matze, and he can also have in mind the reason of Shema Yavo Ochlo. What do you mean? Shema Yavo Ochlo, that's what Tosa says. That's not based on Ba'al Yira Ba'al Yira Matze. No, the Mashal is trying to say it's not a contradiction. Because what he means is as follows. Lo ratzu lismoch al habitul. The Chachamim will say, look, you think that the bitul took away Bayira Bayimatse, but I'm not going to rely on the bitul, because bitul is still going to leave some possibility of Shem Yavu Ochlo. Therefore, we still want it to be a Bayira problem in front of us, maybe Drabanan. But it's the inherent issue that was underlying the halacha of Bidika Bir Midoraisa. The Chachamim want that gap still to be addressed even after Bittel. Why they did it could be Shema Yavol Ochlo, but that's the reason. But the gather of the Takana was Shelo Yavar B'Bayeroi. So therefore, if I have a situation where there would anyway not be Bayeroya, namely Chametz after Pesach. So then to imagine that there'd be a Takana Bedikas Chametz purely, specifically, solely, Shema Yavu Ochlo, that Rashi doesn't know about. That Rashi cannot allow. That's what Tosfos could be saying, that Rashi is Lishitoso. However, it could be that when you have Bedika, when you do Bedika, it could be that the driving force for the Takana, even if he Rashi, could have been Shema Yavu Ochlo. But the gather HaTakana was that we're not going to suffice with the bitul to take care of Yeroi Bayimatse. We want you to take care of Yeroi Bayimatse through Bedikal Beer. Why do we want you to take care of Yeroi Bayimatse through Bedikal Beer? Because we're afraid you might eat Chametz on Pesach. Therefore, we don't want to rely on the bitul to solve the problem that we had beforehand. But if the problem that we had beforehand is not present in this context, then we wouldn't create a new paradigm of Bedikas Chametz for that reason. Tosis is different. Tosis is learning that the Takana was itself a Takana. We took care of Bayirah. That's not on the radar screen anymore. It's just Halacha Takana Shema Yavol Ochlo. So I think, again, we have another way to think about Rashi, even if we want to accept the idea of Shema Yavol Ochlo within Rashi as well. Okay, Rabose, can you give me a few minutes for a little chumash? I'm sorry, I don't want to go over too much, but if it's okay, because we had a little bit of time in the beginning that we couldn't start, so we'll, yeah, okay.